What is self-confidence? Really, what is it? You are listening to Positively Chase.
Hi, this is Jerry Wicker of the Savvy Beach Bums podcast, and you're listening to my good friend Chase on the Positively Chase podcast, a positive and uplifting member of the Inspire network of independent podcasters. Prepare to be inspired.
I have been told many times, I read this thing called self-confidence. They always state they wish they could have an ounce of what I have. They wish they could live how I live. And then the question is, can I teach this to people? Can I teach you how to love yourself? I think the answer is simple. No, I cannot. I can, however, give you my story, my thoughts, and my journey. And in return, you can take my words and do whatever you please. My words will not motivate you to do something. It will just inspire you to think on the things that you need to change. I hate when some self-made guru is selling their how to be confident in 20 days. It for real takes me into orbit. I cannot stand it. How are their words going to help you? Especially in a time frame. How can they stand there and guarantee your happiness? It is a bunch of bullshit just to make money. Half the time, they are just giving you the basic of the basic. The blah, 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 snooze fest. We already knew this information. You will also notice people will tell you, and a lot of people will tell you, money equals happiness. This also is horseshit. Money might give someone certain privileges, but does not mean you will love yourself any more than when you were broke. Just ask a famous person, and you'll be surprised what they might tell you. Miserable people will be miserable, no matter what their bank account holds. How I feel about myself really can't be explained, because it's my own feelings, it's my own inner thoughts. How I feel about myself is a combo of environment and the things I have been exposed to in my life. Someone did not directly teach me how to think or feel. They influenced me. I was never told I was fat or chunky growing up. I was never told I was ugly. I mean, everyone I came into contact with would always tell me how handsome I was, especially the older ladies. I was never told I could not do something because of my size. I was never taught I could not be successful because I was chunky. Don't get me wrong, there were bullies in my life, and there's still bullies in my life, but I ignore them, and I don't surround myself with people like that. And just for a second, those bullies when I was younger affected me, just for a second. I had a kid that would call me fat daily and jump on my back and try to choke me. It was the principal's kid. He didn't get in trouble, but he wasn't there that long because the principal wasn't there that long because he was a horrible human being. Then the time I went to church camp. They threw Twinkies at me at church camp. And here is a side note. I do not like Twinkies. Don't like them. Did not like them then. I do not like them now. All of those kids were ugly inside and out. And they only had faces a mother could love. So those comments and those effects from those people didn't last long. I am a better person for what they did. Because it taught me how I wanted to be treated. It even taught me how I should treat others. It taught me not everyone is nice, and just because someone is evil does not mean you have to be evil. This is a kind of in-your-face comment, but I'm going to say it. Those people that made fun of me haven't went anywhere in life and are probably miserable human beings. What people say is exactly that. That, what they say. I hate the expression, words cut deep. No, Linda. No, they don't. Words are just sound waves. That's it. You are the only one that gives them power. The person that verbalizes them cannot give them power. Only you can. Words can be hurtful, but it's how you internalize them is what is important. For example, if someone said something like this to me, "You're fat." Okay, cool, thanks. And you're asking, well, how do you do that? Well, one, I don't care what other people think of my body. It's my body. Fat isn't horrible. It's not a horrible word to me. because honestly, they're just stating the obvious. And I'm glad their eyes work and their glasses work and, you know, everything's good for them. So stop caring what others think of you. The only opinion you need is yours. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I am so glad you listen every time. I appreciate every single one of you. And I did state earlier that, you know, no one has really taught me but has influenced me. But I do want to say something. If it wasn't for my mother or my father, but mainly my mother is such an inspiration to me and has taught me so many things and has taught me to love myself. Has taught me to see the world with an open eye and with love and to always love this world. And that is one of the biggest things too today is love this world and love the people in it, because every single one of us, we're all we got and we have one life, and this is our one shot to be incredible, amazing human beings that treat each other with respect and kindness. So thank you so much for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.